Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hildebrand, and towards Berger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Pete applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Galatzer. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berger out. One out. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Eddie Phillips. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Abright pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Pitlock trying to get to home. Pete throws to Sewell who tags Pitlock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.